Welcome to Career Tools. This week, gift giving. Here we go. Folks, our 2014 schedule of conferences, over 100 of them, is on the website now. And for those of you who don't know, it will be a pricing change starting in January. But if you sign up before January 1st, you can get 2013 pricing. Hope you'll join us at one of our conferences in the US and all over the world. Okay, so gift giving. You might think it's not part of the workplace because the workplace is professional and we shouldn't have to give gifts, but the fact is we're humans. And we like to give gifts and show respect for each other. Relationships matter, right?
Yeah.
There are rules, though, or at least there are guidelines that we need to share so that people don't make mistakes.
There are. And if you think about all the people in the news that we read about who misappropriate government funds or company funds
and
all those things and right. Get into a lot of trouble because they did something that they probably thought was a good thing or was a kind thing to do. Right. There's a lot of trouble you can get into. So following the guidelines is a good thing to do.
I think in the last 20 years or so, the issue of purchasing people and whether or not you could buy dinner for someone or give them a gift or flowers or whatever, you would think, well, I don't mean anything by that, but in fact, there are rules now that you can't accept anything. I know Walmart, you can't even buy somebody a stick of gum without mm-hmm. them having to report it. I remember giving some wine to a hotel that had a staff that was particularly good to me, and I discovered later that they had to fill out a form saying, mm-hmm. we've gotten a gift from someone because there's an impression left that maybe I'm trying to influence that hotel in the future. And I was not. I was just trying to say thank you.
Yeah.
So there's some rules and there's some complexities, so we ought to be clear about
it.
So
absolutely.
What's our outline?
So first, know your company rules.
Yeah.
Second, purchase for the team rather than an individual, if you can. Three, don't break your budget. And four, don't buy anything personal.
And you're going to define personal?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. Okay, so know your company rules. I think about kindness and I think about rules and I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And we have a podcast called One Kind Thing, okay? But maybe buying a gift is not the right way to show reciprocity there if they've done something nice.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay. And let's give you an example to help you understand why big companies and companies in general have rules about this. So Craig is really good friends with Sue on his team and she's had a bad couple of months. She just nothing's gone right for her. And one of the things that happens is her watch breaks, the straps breaks while she's at work and he notices that she isn't wearing another one. And so he buys her a watch, you know, just a like, mate, I just wanted to cheer you up kind of gift for the person he sits next to. And they've been, you know, together on their team for a long time. Now, a couple of months later, Craig's up for promotion and he needs a reference from Sue. And Sue might not feel that she can tell the truth, good or bad, about what Craig's
performance is. It's interesting you say good or bad, because in fact, she may be uncomfortable saying what she knows to be true, which is Craig is fabulous, because the assumption is that the watch led to the referral, the reference, rather than the behavior.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something that is helpful for me to be reminded about, because I'm generally, I think some people will surprise you about this, individually, I don't really care much for rules at all. And yet we talk about rules, and in large organizations, I know what the rules are, and I know what the risks are of breaking them. And I think people literally don't know that there are rules. And if I mean a good thing, the fact that it could be perceived poorly is shocking to people. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'll give you a really stupid analogy that's not in the show notes, but it works for me, which is email. How many times have you sent an email that was completely genuine? No sarcasm, no negativity, no harshness, no rudeness at all. And somebody just goes ballistic.
Right? Yeah.
You like, dude, all I was doing was stating a fact, and the fact is X. Oh, no, clearly no one would say that unless they meant to be mean.
Yeah,
no, I know it was in my heart. Right.
I've sent emails where I've been laughing at myself, and you've sent an email afterwards that says, dude.
No, really, yeah. Dude, no.
Nobody else got that.
No, yeah.
Because of the way you wrote it.
Yeah.
It's easy to be misconstrued.
So that example is a window into why there are rules about gifts. Mm-hmm. And there are rules about romantic relationships at work, too.
And
so on.
who can sign off your pay rises and who can give you your annual review. And they're all about protecting the company from the allegations of unfairness.
And this is important, folks. Listen to that phrase. They're all about protecting the company. Folks, if you're a manager to your team, you are the company. People want to, we hear all this time about, well, I don't like that company or I don't like this organization. That company or that organization might have legal status as an individual for legal purposes, but in fact, it's still, the company in a way doesn't exist other than in the world of legality. It, ultimately, it is the people. It's not a building,
no.
Right? It's not an org chart, it's the actual people. And so when we say protecting the company, we mean if you're a manager, protecting you, or indirectly, if you're not a manager, protecting you from other people outside the company behaving in ways that put you in awkward situations or vice versa. You could make an argument that all of these rules are overdone. And we wouldn't argue with you at all that there is a tendency in organizations that when someone makes a mistake, an innocent mistake, a well-intentioned mistake that everyone knows, well, she didn't mean that or he didn't mean that, and yet there's an outcome that's not good, what companies tend to do is put in place a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Managers, bad managers do this all the time. They say, well, we've got this problem where this guy's doing this, so therefore from now on, we're not gonna do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it creates a rule that's blanket across everyone to deal with the 1% of chances that a gift, in this case, was illicit or inappropriate or had overtones that wasn't ethical relative to the company's values and so on. That said, the rules exist. And it's okay if every once in a while you break them, if you know you're breaking it and you understand what the risks are. But as I said before, too many people don't even know
yeah.
the rules.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And even if your company doesn't have rules, you do need to think carefully about giving and receiving gifts.
Well, wait a minute, though. The problem with that, even if your company doesn't have rules, is there are people listening saying, well, my company doesn't have rules. Now, look, okay, if you're a five-person company, you're right. They probably don't have a policy manual. Okay, fine. But if you're a mid to big-sized company,
Go look on the HR website.
Let's just agree that if your company doesn't have rules, doesn't mean you saying, I don't think there are any rules, or I've not heard of any rules, yeah. right? Yeah. I'm unaware of speed limits. I didn't know that these speed limit things existed, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just because you don't know them doesn't mean they don't exist. So just be careful about doing these things. Even if you mean it completely innocently, some things can be misconstrued.
Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. Keep going. This is good.
So you know, even if you're thinking this is really obvious, you knew all of this stuff, like open the newspaper and we're in 2013, but whether you're in 2013 or 2020, I will bet there is a politician or a company person in the news right now who is being prosecuted for misspending company funds, for giving funds illegally or favoring one person over another.
Absolutely.
And looking from the outside, you're like, why would anybody do that? Why would they send those pictures? Why would they spend $50,000 on their wife and not think they would be caught? But
yeah.
there's a slippery slope I spend five, I spend 10, I spend 50 and I get away with it and I think it's okay.
Yeah.
And eventually those things become bigger. The bigger your budget, the bigger yeah. you can do it.
I think a particular difference, there are internal situations and external ones. And I think one of the things that has happened in the last 30 years is a tightening down of rules on employees at the same time that companies are preaching relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say relationships, so many of us internalize that to our own personal relationships, our friends and our family and so on. Many of which, when you think about the holiday season in many countries in the world, gift giving is an integral part of that relationship. So companies say relationship with the vendor or relationship with the customer. And so therefore, relationship in our head emotionally mm-hmm. means a gift is within the purview of reasonableness. And then people say, well, my company has a rule, so I'm going to spend my own money,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm not going to report it kind of thing. And then it gets found out, somebody mentions it, and suddenly there's this thing that, as you say, it was completely innocent.
Yeah.
It was a watch or a watch band. Hey, look, I was walking, I was getting my shoe shine this morning, and this is a true story, in the shoe shine shop, they have watch bands. They also have a bunch of other stuff yeah. as well, accoutrement, and If a coworker of mine in New York City had a watch brand break, male or female, I'd say, well, here's a couple of watch bands. You know, dude, I know you're busy. And all of a sudden
there's something there in that relationship.
Which of course means I have to say one of my all-time favorite sayings of all time, honi soit qui mal y pense, which is of course one of the mottos of the British royalty, which means evil to him who thinks evil of it. Mm-hmm. That's the beginning of the Royal Order of the Garter. And yet the fact is, evil to him who thinks evil of it is not a defense against some vice president saying you broke a rule. And we have a black and white rule here that if you've done it.
And companies do have black and white rules.
Very good friend here in Fredericksburg, Texas, president of a bank. Great guy. I've known him for 25 years ever since I moved here. He was my banker for many years. Went with his family to a play and had spent some personal money on some work-related stuff. He had an expense account, and so he used his company card to buy tickets for his family's play as a way of balancing out the fact that he just spent some family money not using an expense thing, mm-hmm. and they fired him just for that.
Just
for that. And it was essentially a gift to his family of company, which they trusted him with the card, and the rule was, can't do that, can't do that, can't do that. Mm-hmm. And end of a long career. He's very successful still, but in a different way, obviously. Yeah. Okay? You say purchase for the team rather than individual.
Yeah, so one way to make a gift less about a single relationship is to purchase the same thing for a whole team. So if you want to celebrate the success of a project, instead of buying the project manager something special, give everybody a medal or a piece of shelfware or a bottle of alcohol, or probably that's not wise, but give everybody the same thing rather than just treating the team leader.
What would you do about the watch, though? You wouldn't give anything, right?
I probably wouldn't. I mean, I might treat her to lunch.
Yeah.
You know, she's having a bad couple of months. I might say, hey, let's go and get lunch because you're having a bad day. Let's get out of here.
Right.
And I'm buying.
Right.
But I don't think you can do more than that without.
In that case, and by the way, folks, the reason we started with know the rules for your company, because you might say, oh, lunch, you consume it, it's gone, it's not a gift, it doesn't last. But in the minds of some companies, you spending money for the benefit of somebody else is a gift, is bizarre, and yet companies are risk averse in some ways.
In the last company I worked for, I was only allowed to have lunch with vendors once per month. There was an actual, you can have lunch with them, but you can only do it once a month.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter who was paying.
Yeah.
And it can be as simple as if you're in a team and you go and get coffee and you only ever get coffee for your mate, like people will notice that you and he or you and she have this special thing going with the coffee. Don't do that. Get coffee for everybody.
Okay. You also say don't break your budget, which I assume we ought not to have to say, but we sometimes say things that need to go without saying.
Yeah. Right? So if you are going to buy a gift, if you've heard all of this and you still think a gift is appropriate and it's not going to get you into trouble, don't break your budget. Your family, your rent, the food on your table are more important than cheering somebody else up, their birthday, a festival, whatever it is that you're purchasing it for. Your kids are more important.
I will say this. My experience with this is that I found the rules constricting and frustrating. But I also knew that the rules were getting tighter as I started my corporate career. And I learned very quickly that rather than simply thumbing my nose, if you will, at the corporate powers that be, particularly at a company like Procter & Gamble, which is fairly rules-based mm-hmm. in some ways, I learned that the best solution was not gifts. Now that we have our own company, we give gifts all the time, although I'm careful with clients. What I learned was cards. Mm-hmm. And then even more clearly, a personal handwritten card. In my case, not a store-bought card, not a, hey, get well, not a, hey, thinking about you kind of thing that you can go and spend. In my case, it was, I don't want to spend 5 minutes. So I ordered some stationery that had my name on it. That was just my name. It wasn't Procter stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and I would write a card. And I didn't really discover until later that other people were doing the exact same thing I was, which was keeping all the cards that, you know, mm-hmm. I have them right here. They're about 20 feet from us. We're recording this in my living room, and there's a basket of cards that sits, and I regularly look at them and say, yeah, you're not such a bad guy after all. And I discovered that people kept them. And it had the feeling of a gift, but in no way would
none
a card ever, none of the negative connotations at all. And lunch, or a gift like a watch band or something else, It doesn't always keep on giving. The card, people don't forget them. It's, I've said it before. We've said it in a podcast about thank you notes. They're the saffron of relationships, the most expensive spice you can buy. So it's an easy solution. And we still need this guidance because sometimes gifts can be reasonable, can be appropriate. You just need to know the rules and, as we say, follow our guidance.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said don't break the budget.
Yeah, right? And I also would say don't buy something extravagant. Yeah. Just because you're a VP and you're buying something for, say, your mentee, that yeah. word we don't like.
Yeah.
So you
the
might
person wanna, you mentor.
The, yes. Yeah. And that person is way down the organizational chart and probably doesn't have anywhere near the income that you do, and you can afford something from Tiffany's and they can't.
Right.
Don't buy them something from yeah. Tiffany's. There's no need for it, for yeah. a start. And second, it will make them feel incredibly awkward, and yeah. the burden on your relationship would be huge.
Yeah, I once bought a baby spoon. It's not unusual. An American tradition would be to buy a spoon for a baby, for a newborn, for a client or for a customer or for a coworker or something. And I bought for a friend of mine who works on Wall Street, a pair of baby spoons for twins that his wife had given birth to, and everybody's healthy. And so I got them at Tiffany's because it's easy, because Tiffany engraves them, sends them, whatever. And I got this note back, said, why are you doing that? Said, well, because that's what one does, right? Babies are a big deal. I'm like, I don't need this. I really don't need this. I'm innocent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are plenty of people who have been innocent in the world who have been punished nonetheless.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. So, and then lastly, you made the point about nothing personal.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and describe personal. So personal for me is like clothing, jewelry, anything that wouldn't live in the living room of the person's house.
Yeah. Or that they could put on their desk. Living room.
Yeah.
The general rule is living room or desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. A picture frame, totally fine.
Yeah.
Or not nice, a picture.
No.
Right? But a picture frame.
Picture frame.
Yeah.
A nice pen, a notebook.
Yep.
Something they wouldn't be, I'm not ashamed, but something they wouldn't feel odd about showing to other people.
Yeah, but of course the problem with that definition is odd.
Right, yeah, right. Odd it feels different
odd
to
is
other
for,
people.
Different for everybody.
Yeah.
But living room or desk is what I've always been told.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. And in my case, I think desk and then I think work. And I've bought many, many people paperweights. And I bought many, many things for people's desks. And I'm amazed at the number of people, and I think you included as well, use really cheap pens.
Yes, yeah? I do.
And there's nothing wrong with that in terms of a frugality thing. And yet I collect a particular type of antique pens only because they're easy to grip. And I always know it's my pen. If someone, if I see someone else using it, I know they've borrowed my pen.
And I'm inclined to chew, so it's better that I don't have one of your antique pens.
Yes.
So shall I sum up?
Yeah, please.
Okay, know your company rules. Purchase for the team rather than for an individual. Don't break your budget and don't buy anything personal.
Yeah, we want kind relationships, and there's a case we made that we want loving relationships. And we mean professionally loving, guys, the willingness to risk yourself for the benefit of somebody else. We don't want assumptions made, whether they're fair or unfair, about your motives for doing so. And a brief note that I'll say, many people write and say, can I send a gift to Mark or to Mike or to Wendy? We appreciate the thought immensely. Please, there is no need to at all. And I have received produce at my house that sat at the mail place for 2 weeks and spoiled. There's no need to do that at all. We appreciate the thought. We think of our podcast each week as a gift to you, but there's no need to return a gift with a gift. And one more thing I just want to mention. If someone gives you a gift as a thank you, and it's specifically as a thank you, you're not supposed to write a thank you note for that. Otherwise, we end up passing thank yous back and forth. So be careful with that. And as a general rule, don't give gifts as thank yous. Write a thank you note. Okay, that's
good.
It.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Come back next week.